Mea Culpa by Ron Terranova. 10 years ago, I was suffering from a severe and debilitating back ailment. I tried everything to relieve the pain, chiropractic, epidural injections, pain medications, to no avail. And someone recommended a highly skilled acupuncturist. It would not be prudent to divulge the identity or place of business of this acupuncturist. Her name is Susan Chang, doctor of Chinese medicine, and her office is located at 3096 Third Street, Suite 201 in Seal Beach. Her specialty is acupuncture, in which an electric current runs through the acupuncture needles. On my first visit, she led me into a treatment room and gently but sternly told me to remove my clothes, except my shorts. I think that's what she told me. She spoke only Chinese. Then I was directed to lie down on my stomach on a cot. She then inserted long, slender needles into my legs and back, perhaps a couple of dozen of them, and turned on the current. Then she turned off the lights and left the room. Within the darkened room, I could feel the current running through the needles, ticklish at first. Then after 20 minutes, the doctor poked her head into the room to see how I was doing. Satisfied, she turned up the voltage. Now the sensation was painful, and my muscles began to jerk and spasm. She returned to the treatment room and saw that I was in distress. This seemed to please her, and she left me in the room for another 25 minutes. When the session was over, the doctor turned on the lights and removed the needles. Then she did something odd. She pulled down my shorts and administered a series of sharp, hard karate chops on my upper buttocks. I was shocked. I looked up at her face for some explanation, but her expression was one of total inscrutability. I returned for a series of follow-up treatments, and at the end of each, she would pull down my shorts a little bit lower, and now the karate chops had become slaps, the intensity of which escalated with each visit. By the fourth session, she was delivering full-throttled spankings, hard, relentless spankings, stopping only when her arms reached muscle failure, and always maintaining that ethereal look of inscrutability. And so it went. And in all candor, I'm clueless regarding Eastern medicine, not knowing a chi from a chakra. And as far as I know, the whole acupuncture modality may be a bunch of mumbo jumbo. But the spankings were infinitely therapeutic. And I returned again and again for more. And I confess that it wasn't so much that I wanted the spankings, no. I needed them, because although we live in a universe of uncertainty, there is one truth, absolute and irrefutable. I have been bad.